Welcome to The Uncanny Link, where physics meets metaphysics, the podcast that can help you optimize your decision-making skills in just under 30 minutes. And I'm your host, Vaishali Nikade.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. This is Vaishali, and today's episode is Written Words Whisper. I am going to get into the details of what that exactly means, but I am really excited about today's episode. And I hope you got a chance to listen to last week's episode regarding clairaudience, because this episode is an extension of clairaudience. So if you haven't had a chance to listen to the clairaudience episode, I would suggest that you go and listen to episode 8 first, and then you come back to this one. I also wanted to emphasize the fact that this material is copyrighted, and you may not reproduce this broadcast in any form without written permission, because this is all the material I have from my own experiences, and you're not going to find it on Google just as you would find clairvoyance or clairaudience or claircognizance and so on. You're welcome to link to the site and to the broadcast. So let's get right into what it means when I say written words whisper. Everything around us is energy, and so are the words that we write. Communication has changed so much over the last tens and hundreds and thousands of years. If you go back again, back to the era of kings and queens, I keep going back to that era. It was also in another episode where I mentioned it's all about the reference. You may want to check that episode out as well, where I talk about how we can see through space. But coming back to the point on communication, during those days, most of the times, the communication was done by written letters, and a messenger would deliver the letter, and either he or she would read it, and then the king or the queen would read it themselves. So that is communication by sending letters. Later on, communication evolved to talking on the phone, which means that you're transmitting a voice message over the airwaves. And then it evolved to sending electronic mail messages, which is also known as emails. And with the evolution of cell phones, sending text messages. So it was always about sending the message, but the way the message is sent or has been sent has evolved over time, from written letters to talking on the phone to text messages, emails, and posting stuff on social media. In this particular episode, I wanted to touch mainly on the energy of the written words, which means that the words that we write have energy imprints in them. And if you train yourself, or if you are sensitive enough, you can actually get the energetic impression of the words just from the written message. So if you just look at words next to each other, there is no difference between the one word and the next word and so on. However, it's in the way that the person meant to convey the message, it may be different for every person, and the way everyone reads it may also be different. So mainly the messages are sent via texts and emails. And in either case, the message is written electronically. There's two main ways in which the messages are written. The first one is you use a voice transcript, which means that I can talk and whatever I say is going to get written in an electronic form. So that is one way of getting the electronic words. And then the second one is typing it by hand. These are two of the major ways in which the words are written. So when you look at the voice transcription, which is when a person is speaking and then they speak into the phone or the tablet, and the words get written, and then you can hit send and it gets sent. The energy of the speech from the person gets transferred to the words that are written. And that energy can be received by the person who gets the message on the other end, which means that you can almost hear the other person talking the message to you in their own voice, even though there is no speech involved. And once again, we are referring to the ability of clairaudience or the ability of the spirit to be able to hear sounds outside the audible range or outside the human frequency that the human ear can actually hear. Think of it as the third ear. Just as clairvoyance, you have the third eye, which is you can actually see something, which is just an image you are seeing, or the impression of an image you are seeing without physically seeing the image. Clairaudience is almost like having the third ear, which is the impression of something you are hearing without physical sound being uttered. The second way is a person types it by hand, and in this case, whatever is the energy in your thoughts, it's transmitted via your hands into the words. And the person on the receiving end can actually pick up on the energy of the sender, which means that when I write a message and I want to be flirtatious and I may make that sound as though it's very clean, if you are sensitive enough, you may be able to pick up that even though this sounds like a normal message, there is something more to it. It could be as simple as just saying a thank you. And just the word thank you can have so much energy in it that you may actually realize that the thank you has much more meaning than thank you, and maybe I'm trying to flirt, or maybe I'm trying to just have fun. Or maybe I'm really, really serious, and it could also be that I'm really grateful and I say thank you. So the words stay the same, which is thank you, but whatever is the thought pattern going on in the mind of the person is actually captured in those two words, which is thank you, and the other person can actually pick up the energy. And then you can decide what you want to do with it. You may or may not want to do anything, but the thing is, you will be able to get this energetic information. And the way I started getting this is after doing thousands and thousands of readings, I would get lots of emails. And it was almost as though the person who was sending the email, I could either see them reading the message out to me, or I could hear the message in their own sound with emphasis on tones, on words. And even though they were trying to say something, I could get that they were actually trying to say something else. And I gave you a simple example of the word thank you, which can just mean that, which is thank you, but it can have a multitude of other meanings. So just by saying thank you, I am trying to convey different messages. So how do you actually test this? How do you even know that it's going to work for you? And how can you use it in terms of entrepreneurship or business communication or just communicating with friends? Because all of these are normal day-to-day scenarios for a person, whether or not they are an entrepreneur. So I would say that the best way to get started is to read an extreme message where someone was really, really happy and they sent you a message, and someone was really, really sad or angry and they sent you a message. So these are like two far ends of the spectrum. One is a lot of joy, a lot of happiness, and a lot of energy, which has a lot of cheerfulness involved in it. And then the second one is more like the person is angry or the person is sad. It has a little bit of a down energy in it. So if you can pick up two messages from your inbox where a person is extremely happy and a person is extremely sad or extremely angry, those would be like the two endpoints to get started, or rather, two extreme points to get started to test this theory. I would also like to say that I covered clairvoyance and clairaudience in the previous episodes. And just to summarize it, if clairvoyance is your dominant sense or one of your dominant senses, then when you read this message, you will actually be able to see the person with your third eye. So it's almost like when you are reading this message, you get an impression of the person and their expressions and what is the state they are in when they're actually sending the message. And if clairaudience is one of your predominant senses, then you may actually hear the voice of the other person saying it with an emphasis on different sort of tones. And you can use this for different things. You can use it as a test to see if you should continue a relationship with the person, whether it's related to friendship, whether it's related to business, whether it's related to being a coworker or anything else, whatever the relationship may be. And I'm going to give you a couple more examples. I gave you an example of thank you, and I'm going to walk through a couple of examples so that you can actually see how this works. I had suspicion about a particular lady in a Facebook group, and even though she never said anything to me directly, I could sense that there was a little bit of friction between me and her in terms of the energy. So when she wrote a note, and this had nothing to do with me, she was not addressing me in particular. When she wrote a response to a Facebook post, I actually saw an image of her with my third eye, and I saw an expression of her face and what she was trying to convey with the message, which was a lot more than what she wrote. And based on that particular vision, it was up to me whether I wanted to continue engaging with this person in the Facebook group or not. So this is something you can use it if you are not feeling comfortable with a person in some sort of a group, whether it's a Facebook group or any other group. And you can use it as a test to see if you see the expression of the person, and based on that expression, you can decide whether or not you want to pursue the relationship forward or just let things be. Another example is that of hearing, which is using clairaudience or your third ear. And in this particular case, I had an email from a coworker. And even though the email on the surface sounded very innocent, he was asking me to send some messages out to another person, which I did not want to do. So it was almost as though he was shouting and he was yelling. He did not shout or yell physically, but I could pick up that energetic impression from his email. So I just decided to walk away from my email and go and get gas. That's a good thing to do when you don't want to send emails out. When I came back, I realized that he had actually sent those emails out himself, and they were not, let's just say they were not very clean, and he was kind of expressing his anger through those emails to this particular lady or this particular coworker to whom they were intended for. So this is another example of how you can hear or use your third ear in order to get the essence of what the person is saying or trying to say, whether or not the words sound innocent. And then the third one is just the thank you example, where you can just type in the word thank you, but based on your state of mind or based on your thoughts, whether you want to express gratitude or you want to have fun or you want to flirt with the person or you just want to say thank you and not mean it, you'll be able to pick up that energy from the person just from this simple phrase. Because there is so much emotion and so much energy captured in those words that you will actually feel it and sense it and realize what it is that the person is trying to say. So these are different examples on how you can capture the energy in the words. It's not limited to email communication. You can also do it in terms of writing. Let's say you're writing an article. You could also capture the energy of the writer in the article when you read that article as to what their state of mind was when they wrote that article. And depending on whether clairvoyance or clairaudience is your predominant sense, you may actually see an impression of the person and their expression. If clairvoyance is your predominant sense, and if clairaudience is your predominant sense, you may actually just hear them talking it out with an emphasis on different tones, on different words, and so on. So as far as exercise is concerned, I would like to go back to what I said earlier, which is pick two extreme emails. One, when somebody sent it to you, when they were really, really happy, really, really excited, and full of joy. And then the other one is when they were either angry or sad, because you're kind of looking at opposite spectrums of energy. And it's very easy to pick these up And once you pick these up, it will be easier to kind of go and address all the spectrums in between. You can also use it to find out a person's true feelings for you or whether or not they are telling the truth. So these are just some of the ways you can use it. It's all dependent on how you want to use it, and the more you start using it, the more different methods you will get on where you can make use of these techniques. So, going back to the two emails, go and read those emails again. And just by reading the emails, just see if you get any sense of what is the energetic imprint in those words. Do you feel the happiness of the person? Do you see the person dancing up and down? Or do you see an expression of joy on their face? And then for the anger or sadness, do you see the person's rage? Do you feel the person's rage? Do you see his face completely kind of full of anger? And do you hear the person shouting or screaming? And once you can start picking up on these extreme examples, then you can start going and looking at different emails. And you can also use it for text messages, trying to see what it is that the person is actually thinking or feeling. So that's your exercise for today. And one more time, this is copyrighted material with Vaishali Nikhare, and no part of this broadcast may be reproduced without any written permission. You are welcome to link to the episode or link to the website, and I would love to get your comments on this, and I would love to see what the results of the exercises are. And you can post it in the comment thread on the website for the Uncanny Link on episode 9. There's a comment thread at the bottom, and you can post all your comments in there. And I would love to hear from you. And I will see you guys in the next episode. So until then, take care.
Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed the show, please rate and recommend on iTunes, Overcast, or wherever you get your podcast. You can also get more information on my website, theuncannylink.com.